Listening to the start of still another exciting program here on Diversified Stereo 91, WREK Atlanta.
Startle you, I'm just doing the rebel yell here to kind of kick things off, you know what I mean?
Everybody's talking about Surfer Dan, the weenie to Nirvana in a Chevy sedan, moving so fast you can't see him go by. He's a friendly Maharishi in his baggies and beads, super stock surfer chock down to his knees, he's so ripped he can't see you go by.
Good morning, it's a bright and very early 8:05 on a Saturday morning and you're getting ready to dig yourself out of Snow Job 83 this weekend with the start of still another Saturday morning at the radio here on Rec Radio FM 91. Hi, I'm Dan Feinman, your tour guide through this weekly magical musical show. We'll be here until noon, so if you're ready, partner, so are we. Surf's up! That's right, surf's up. Hey, is Pepper Rogers really going to be the next head coach of the Atlanta Falcons? Can Steve Bartkowski really make it as a wishbone quarterback? Or is all of this just another lame attempt at a cheap and trashy sports biz rumor? Well, how should we know? Our favorite bar's been closed for the last 2 days. Go ask Captain Kangaroo. And speaking of the weather, no, we haven't been here all night looking at the radar screen and satellite photos. But here it is anyway, our always accurate Metro Atlanta metric weather forecast. A great big 80% chance of still more rain today due to cool temperatures. Streets may remain slippery on back streets and rural two lanes. Afternoon highs will peak around 4 degrees Celsius with 30 kilometer per hour northeasterly winds or thereabouts. Tonight the rain may be mixed with snow. Low temperature will be right around freezing. Tomorrow Sunday skies will be clearing and precipitation should end with a high tomorrow climbing to 5 degrees Celsius. Current temperature downtown outside 1 degree. That's 34 Fahrenheit. Happy birthday Linda Blair. She's 24. Here are the Rolling Stones. Good morning, sleepyhead. Wake up now. WREK at 8:14 and a half on a Saturday morning. This is Dan Feinman. That was some True Facts and the Insomniacs music from the album Mental Decay. The problem is me. Yes, Saturday morning at 8:15 now it is. Stick around, of course, this morning at 8:30, your forgotten album side. Lyons and Clark, an old album entitled Prisons. Actually, it's only about 6 or 7 years old. We'll play side one of that, I guess. Also, the 9 o'clock Moose, a token classical recording, the Morning Rag, and the Acme Hour, all sorts of different features. We're here, as usual, despite the weather. Neither rain, nor sleet, nor snow, nor dead of night, I suppose. We'll be here anyways.
You can achieve almost any goal you have the courage to set. Tom Hopkins, author of How to...
WREK at 8:19 on a Saturday morning. This is Lenny Bro from the album Mo Bro.
The tune is Emily. WREK 822 on a Saturday morning, your Saturday morning at the radios. Hey, here's an interesting story for you. A swarm of Ohio bees has been busted for using a car showroom as a restroom. That's right, the unlucky Ford dealer in suburban Cleveland took the bees' owner to court, claiming the bee droppings are damaging cars and pitting his showroom windows. Judge William McCrone ordered the bees moved at least 3 miles away, commenting, quote, "I never knew bees defecated until this came up." Our Metro Atlanta metric weather forecast, once again, now pay attention, a great big 80% chance for still more rain today. Due to cool temperatures, streets may remain slippery on back streets and rural two lanes. Afternoon highs will peak around 4 degrees Celsius with a 15 to 30 kilometer per hour northeasterly wind. Tonight, the rain may be mixed with snow. Low temperatures will be right at freezing, 0 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow, Sunday, skies will be clearing and our precipitation should end with the high tomorrow climbing to 5 degrees Celsius. The current temperature downtown outside is 1 degree Celsius. That's 34 Fahrenheit on this Linda Blair's 24th birthday. WREK thought you'd want to know. Here's a very talented lady. Boy, we like this song. Joan Armatrading with Crying on WREK. Good morning.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
That's Steve Lazenby with Swedish Western. Yes, you're listening to Saturday Morning at the Radios here on Diversified. WREK Atlanta, Georgia at 8:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning. This is Dan Feinman. Thank you for waking up with us this morning. It's about time you got up. Boy, it's so bright outside. It's no sun, but it's so bright. White and everything. Hey, a Bulgarian exile living in Italy is doing his part to bring down the Soviet economy. The man, who calls himself Boris, writes a letter every week to a Russian dissident and insures it for $400. Since the Soviets never deliver letters to dissidents, the Italian postal authorities reimburse Boris, then send the bill to Moscow, which must pay up or be kicked out of the International Postal Union. What a deal. Boris says he makes $20,000 a year writing the letters. If everyone used this trick, he says, the Soviet economy would collapse. Boy, talk about some quick bucks. That's pretty good. Anyway, at 8:31 now, on a Saturday, time for your forgotten album side of the morning. This is an interesting little album. Not a lot of people heard it, apparently. It's by Lyons and Clark, a couple ladies who entitled this LP Prisms. Came out in 1976 on Shelter Records. We'll read a little bit off the liner notes for you after you listen to it. But for right now, just sit back and listen to some real nice soft music for this Saturday morning. Lyons and Clark, Prisms, Side 1. This is WREK, and of course that was our forgotten album side, Lyons and Clark, Prisms, Side 1. The tunes you heard were Floating on Blue, I Thought I Would Cry, Prisms, Nothing But Sand, and Love Lines. Personnel on this LP from 6 years ago. On acoustic guitars and vocals, Debbie Lyons and Pam Clark. Ably assisted by Larry Carlto on high string guitar and electric guitar. Wilton Felder on bass, Steve Gadd on drums, Ralph McDonald on percussion, Joe Sample on electric piano, Michael O'Mardian on synthesizer, yes, soprano sax by Tom Scott, and Ruth Clark on the harp. It's copyright 1976 by Shelter Recording Company, distributed by ABC Records, Inc., and the catalog number on Shelter Records,
SRL-5205. Once again, Shelter Records release from 1976, Lyons and Clark, Prisms, Side 1. That's our Forgotten Album signed for this week, January 22nd. Next week, The Tokens LP. It's a Happening World, Side 2, in the coming weeks. We got Nancy Sinatra, The Great Society, John Hartford, The Nice, Captain Beefheart and The Magic Band, Something Smith and The Redheads going way back. We're going to play something off Chicago 3, but that's coming up in the weeks ahead. If you have a suggestion or a special request for a future Forgotten Album side, why don't you drop us a line? We're WREK's Saturday Morning, Post Office Box 32743, Atlanta Gorgeous 30332. Here are the Beatles by request. It's All Too Much, baby. WREK at 8:53 on a Saturday morning. Dan Feinman with you, playing some rank and file. Lucky day.
Today was gonna be my lucky day. Today was gonna.
That's Mike Gordon and the Agates. Oh, that's an old one, isn't it? Rumble at Newport Beach. This is WREK Atlanta at 8:59 on a Saturday morning. This is Dan Feinman with your almost 9 o'clock moves. That's right. Well, you're going to like this first one. They pay these guys tons of money to come up with this stuff. But anyways, here it goes. Mothers who carry their babies around while working may be making their children left-handed. Couldn't believe it either, huh? Well, according to the German magazine Medical Practice, a right-handed mother will carry her baby on the left side so that her best hand is free to work. The baby's right arm is trapped against her body, so the left one, which is left free, becomes the one favored by the child. You can try that at home, by the way. A California company has added a villain to its line of character telephones. American Telecommunications Corporation, makers of Kermit the Frog, Mickey Mouse, and Pac-Man telephones, is introducing a Darth Vader speakerphone. Sure to be a hit with heavy breathers. Price tag, count them, $69.95. You can contact American Telecommunications in Encino, California. They're probably not up yet, but their phone number is area code 213-579-1710. The around-the-clock smell of potato chips is assaulting the senses of residents of Long Beach, Long Island. About a dozen families have formed the Neighborhood Anti-Potato Chip Association, claiming the greasy smell wafting out of the Real Potato Chip Company is making them choke.
My husband kisses me, and it tastes like potato chips. We have eggs for breakfast, and they taste like potato chips,
says resident Nancy Kroll. City Council President Roy Tupper called the smell a zoning violation and promised a crackdown. But a company spokesman says the chips are selling so well they plan to move to larger quarters. Richard Nixon may be out of the political limelight, but we still have the ex-president's picture to kick around. The official inaugural portrait, signed by Nixon himself, is up for sale. Los Angeles broker Mike Greenwald says the owner of the work, not Nixon himself, is asking $125,000 for the portrait and will take partial payment in gold. Greenwald, who has sold memorabilia from other former presidents, expects the Nixon painting will sell quickly. There's lots of interest in Nixon, says Greenwald. We get more calls for him than any other president. A gangland slaying in Los Angeles last month has shoe salesmen in the area nervous. It seems the alleged assailants told police they killed the victim to get his shoes, made by Stacy Adams. Detective John Peachvich says ever since the slaying, the Stacy Adams line has become so popular that shoe stores can't keep them in stock. Only one problem, the shoes are usually shoplifted, not bought. Drivers in Los Angeles no longer have roadside jingles to relieve their bumper-to-bumper boredom. The California Department of Transportation has ended its 10-year policy of putting slogans and jingles on its electronic freeway signs, citing numerous complaints from drivers. Officials say from now on, the signs will display only traffic information, not the puns that would make even Henny Youngman blush. Here are some examples. Beat the heat, try a bus seat. Here's another one. Don't be fuelish, be carpoolish. And finally, and not a moment too soon, if you don't like what's on the jukebox, sing something yourself. That's the motto of a Chicago firm that's marketing what it calls the Celebrity Singing System. It's a mini recording studio, microphones, background tapes, speakers, and amplifiers that supposedly can turn anyone into a professional. The coin-operated devices are big in Japan, but it's still not certain that Americans will line up to hear each other sing at the local saloon. Metro Atlanta metric weather, a big 80% chance for still more rain today. Due to cool temperatures, streets may be slippery. Afternoon highs will peak around 4 degrees Celsius with 15 to 30 kilometers per hour northeasterly winds. Tonight, the rain may be mixed with snow. Low temperature will be right at freezing. Tomorrow, Sunday, skies will be clearing. Precipitation should end with a high tomorrow climbing to 5 degrees Celsius. Current temperature downtown outside, it's right around 1 or 2 degrees Celsius. You're listening to Saturday Morning at the Radios here on Diversified WREK Atlanta. Here's Mr. Jeff Jason.
You're strutting casually down the street when a man comes up to you looking beat with telltale traces of...
WREK at 9:10 on a Saturday morning. That's the Glenn Phillips Band with I Want to Talk to My Girl.
We don't know.
Hi, my name is Jeannie, and I work for the phone company.
We don't know.
Hello, I'm Larry, and I work for the phone company.
We don't know.
I'm Nancy, and I don't know what I'm doing.
We don't know what we're doing.
When you work for the only phone company in town, you don't have to know what you're doing, and there's really nothing anybody can do about it. You can try to complain, but you probably won't get through. The phone company.
We don't know what we're doing.
WREK at 9:25 on your Saturday morning. Here's Elvis Costello, Man Out of Time.
So this is where he came to hide when he ran from you.
WREK at 9:29, celebrating this January 22nd, 1983, Linda Blair's birthday. That's right, she's 24 years old today. You're listening to Saturday Morning at the Radios here on Diversified WREK Atlanta. Be sure to spell that right. Want to give you the weather forecast again. That's right, just in case you got up and missed it earlier. It's a great big 80% chance for rain today. Now, due to cool temperatures still, the streets may be a little slippery, especially on the back streets. The afternoon highs will peak around 4 degrees Celsius with 15 to 30 kilometers per hour northeasterly winds. Tonight, the rain may be mixed with snow. Low temperature will be right at freezing, so could be dangerous traveling tonight also. Now, tomorrow, Sunday, the skies are supposed to be clearing, and the weather people that know all this stuff promise that the precipitation should end with a high tomorrow climbing to 5 degrees Celsius, which is right around, I guess, 42 on your antiquated Fahrenheit scale. Time now for the token classical recording of the morning. This morning, a tune by Haydn. The piece is entitled Benedictus, and it's from his Mass No. 12 in B flat,
performed by Leonard Bernstein and the New York Philharmonic.